Thanks for tuning in to the Lean 911 podcast, where you'll have a voice directly from the Gemba. I will rely on my three decades of Lean successes, as well as my failures, to answer your most challenging questions regarding your Lean transformation. I'm your host, Mark DeLuzio, President and CEO of Lean Horizons Consulting, and the principal architect of the Danaher Business System. Looking forward to your questions. Now, let's go to the Gemba.
Welcome to episode 54. This one here is all about target costing. And maybe a subtitle would be Make Money on Job One. All right. What is target costing? Target costing, let me start up by saying this. Roughly 70% of your product's cost can't be changed unless you change the design of the product. Think about that. That means that when you go out and do Kaizen, you're only playing around with 30% of the total product cost. Okay. And so much of that is true. And I'd be interested in your thoughts on that relative to your own business. And that's a rough number, by the way, but it's a significant amount that's tied up in the design process. So what is target costing? Target costing is all about designing a product and taking the cost out in the design process to hit the cost that you're shooting for. Rather than, you know, Kaizen it, you know, a year or two later after the product's already went through its high point on its product life cycle. So I call this, you know, make money on job one. So when you look at your design process, and let me give you an example. Let me go back to Jake Break, where I actually implemented this. Let's just say, for example, that in order for our product to hit our gross margin. Now, what is gross margin? For the non-finance people out there, it's your sales price minus your cost of sales. And your cost of sales for the product is your material, your labor, and your overhead, your manufacturing overhead, okay? So you're shooting for a gross target. Let's say it's 40%. And the market-based pricing, again, you don't price your product based on what your costs are. It's a really good way to lose business. And I see so many companies today, and maybe that will be another episode, that basically say, hey, look, we price to market. No, you don't. You price to cost. You say you price to market, but when you tell me why you lost that quote, you tell me, oh, our costs were too high. Okay, you're not pricing to market, right? So the whole idea here is to design in your profitability, setting your target cost based on your market-based pricing, sales price for your product. So let's just say, for argument's sake, your target cost happens to be $500 a unit, right? As you start the design process is the toll gate zero, which is the voice of the customer phase, throughout all the different toll gates, or some people call them stage gates, in your design process. First thing I'll say is you should have a multifunctional team at each step in the process. That team stays together throughout the design of the whole process. So it's not just the design engineers meet when design engineering is going on, and the manufacturing engineers meet when manufacturing engineering is going on. It's everybody: supply chain, manufacturing, HR, finance. You want to do target costing, you're going to need a finance person. Design engineering, all the functions stay with that product. Now, as the product progresses throughout the design phase, the appropriate function takes over as the lead of that team. But nobody goes away and says, oh, I did my design, let manufacturing worry about it now. That's the old throw it over the wall design process, right? Okay, let's get back to target cost. So at every stage in the toll gate, and this is what we did at Jake Break, the team, the design team, when I say design team, again, that's that multifunctional team, was tasked with coming up with an estimate of what that product cost as it was being designed at that toll gate. Okay. So let's just say, for example, after toll gate one, target cost is $500, and they estimate the cost at this point to be $500. $600. So you're $100 off. You got a $100 design task that has to be worked out of the design, not only of the product, but of the process itself, okay? The manufacturing process. So now you start talking about, well, what can we do differently here? How can we, is it a change of materials without compromising quality? Of course, quality, safety and quality are always number one and two. Is it the process? I mean, I'll give you a real case study. As a CFO, and I'm not an engineer, we were designing a new Jake brake, and this particular design had a horizontal master piston going into the side of the brake. All of our master pistons and slave pistons and control valves and solenoids all went in vertically, okay, rather than horizontally. But this one master piston and this one design, for some reason, the engineer thought it would be good to put it horizontally. And I'm sure he had his reasons, right? I went back to him and said, look, we're going to have to buy a significant piece of capital equipment just for that one hole. And that one hole, that one bore, if you will, is going to be severely under tack time. And I can't load anything more on that operation because there's no other horizontal operations. So I want to save a couple $100,000 on a piece of equipment. Is there any way you could take that master piston and put it vertically so I can incorporate it into the vertical machining centers, the CNC Matsura machining centers that we had, and pretty much get that bore almost for free, right? So about 2 or 3 days later, the engineer came back and said, yep, we could do that. Here's the new design. And we just saved ourselves a boatload of money. Okay, so when you look at taking out costs, other things that we did, we looked at materials. We looked at new and different ways to manufacture. It was a comprehensive way to look at this. So we had that $100 design task. Maybe when we got to tollgate two, it was at $50. Still had $50 to take out though. And by the time we got to the end of the design, we would have taken out that $100, sometimes more, by the way, okay? And you were not allowed to pass the final tollgate if you didn't hit your target cost. Simple as that. Okay. So every product that we designed and manufactured, we made money on the very first product. We didn't have to, you know, Kaizen out to get to profitability a year later. Now, that's not to say we didn't Kaizen. So of course we Kaizen because the process now could still be improved. That's just the spirit of continuous improvement. That's what Kaizen means. Continuous improvement. But we made sure we were making money on those products on job one. All right. Now, I would not say that this was the only thing that contributed to Jake Brake's success, which was remarkable, which really gave way to the Danaher business system. But it was a big part of it. It was a very big part of the success that Jake Brake had relative to, its place in history, if you will. Okay, I rarely see target costing in any design processes today, and it's something. If you're not taking advantage of that, it is it's a shame because you could be building that in. And the other thing about that is when you have this multifunctional design team, you're not throwing product over the designs over the wall and letting manufacturing worry about the problems. Hey, I can't assemble part A to B consistently because the way you design this is, you know, whatever. So from a quality perspective and just from a pure cost perspective, it's incredible when you get the teams together, whether they be manufacturing, engineering, manufacturing might say, I can't manufacture that design. We got to think differently about this. Okay. So something to think about, but target costing could be a really big deal to your company based on the, you know, the nature of your product and your customer base. But it worked for us, and I'm just, you know, really puzzled as to why more companies don't go after target costing. Anyway, I'll stop there. Love to hear your experiences with target costing, if you had, or is there an opportunity in your company to implement target costing? It's kind of a real big deal, all right? So remember, roughly 70% of your costs are baked into the design. And unless you do, you know, value analysis, which would go back and redesign the product, which is very costly to do, you're stuck with that 70%, okay? So as you guys go out and do all these Kaizens, you're playing with 30% of the product cost. And who knows? Maybe that's why a lot of times people say, hey, lean didn't work here, right? So anyway, all right. Email me. Let me know what you think. Mark at lean911.com. Mark at lean911.com. This is episode 54. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Lean 911 podcast. I'll be happy to address your questions or feedback on future episodes. Email me at mark at lean911.com. You can check out our other episodes by visiting our website at lean911.com, our YouTube channel, wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your host, Mark DeLuzio. Thanks for listening.